In the war against Ukraine, the Russian Federation now runs short of modern high-precision missiles and has started to actively use old Soviet models. In particular, Kh-22 missiles are currently used to shell Ukrainian cities. We have noticed that Russia launches far fewer missile strikes and uses Kh-22 missiles. These are old Soviet missiles made in the 1970s. This indicates that Russia runs short of high-precision missiles, Vadym Skibitsky, a representative of the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, said. At the same time, according to the intelligence representative, economic resources will allow the aggressor country to fight at the current pace for another year. The Kremlin will try to freeze the war to convince the West of the need to lift sanctions. However, Russia will continue to pursue its aggression. The Kremlin leadership may try to freeze the war for a while to persuade the West to lift sanctions, but then the aggression will be continued. Their goal is the whole of Ukraine and beyond, Skibitsky stressed. In deterring Russian military aggression, Ukraine currently relies almost exclusively on weapons provided by Western partners, he added. This is especially true of artillery, as Ukraine uses between 5,000 and 6,000 shells a day. Almost all Soviet ammunition stocks have been depleted, and now Ukrainian artillery units use standard NATO 155mm shells. To date, according to Skibitsky, Ukraine needs long-range rocket systems. Bohdan Marushiak.